jour, John Sandlin vient de disparaître à l'âge de 72 ans. Dixie Rock est consacré aujourd'hui à celui qui fut l'un des producteurs emblématiques du rock sudiste, particulièrement au sein du label Capricorn. Il était aussi musicien et on l'écoute tout d'abord avec les Hourglass en 1969. Ce groupe comprenait entre autres Paul Hornsby, l'autre producteur maison de Capricorn, et les frères Holman. On écoute It's Not My Cross to Bear, qui allait bientôt figurer sur le premier LP des Holman Brothers.
A little bit quicker this time, a little more gusto. 1, 2, 3. Just the other day, said I was so downhearted. Soon, my friend, I would go away, but I live on, and I'll be strong, 'cause it's just not my cross to bear. But I live on,
Si on retrouve Johnny Sandlin comme musicien sur nombre d'albums, il est surtout connu comme producteur. Brothers and Sisters des Allman Brothers en 1973 est sans doute le plus célèbre des disques sur lesquels il a œuvré. On écoutait Southbound. Johnny Sandlin produisit trois des disques de Cowboy, dont Reach for the Sky en 1971, Use Your Situation en est issu.
Use your situation, look before you ride. Get what you can from others, from inside. Now use your situation, look before you ride. Cause you just never know where that warm wind will glide. And that seems we're together now much more than we ever were. You know that we paid the price, but the treatment was worth the cure. And I may not say anything that everybody doesn't already know. Oh, but sometimes it's getting it out that gets you where you want to go. Now use your situation, look before you ride. Get what you can from others, from inside. Look before you ride. Cause you just never know where that warm wind will glide. And I hear them all telling me how all of this is bound to end. And all I can tell them is everybody's gonna need a friend. You call this a revolution? Well, you might be at the end of your road. What you haven't discovered that makes you feel so old. Now use your situation, look before you ride. Get what you can from others, from inside. Now use your situation, look before you ride. You just never know where that warm wind will glide. Thank you.
C'était Sunshine Special dans Dixie Rock. Le LP Let It Flow fut le premier disque enregistré par Elvin Bishop pour Capricorn. C'était en 1974 et Johnny Sandlin était à la production. 4 ans plus tôt, c'était l'enregistrement du fameux Tonton Macoute de Johnny Jenkins. Le bluesman était notamment accompagné par des musiciens des Allman Brothers, dont Duane Allman. La reprise du Don Along the Cove de Bob Dylan était d'ailleurs coproduite par Johnny Sandlin et Duane Allman.
You say you had a love at one time, but you've forgotten how it was. Well, if you spend some time beside me, I will remind you what it does. I like the way you ramble with it, and the way you tilt your head. I like the movements that you make. So baby, could we be alone? I'd say call up, but I don't have a telephone. Baby, could we be alone? Yeah. You see, you caught my eye. Yes, you did. And I ain't the kind to keep it hid. So baby, could we be alone? I saw you walking in the sunshine. I think they say vacation beach. And then we had that conversation, the kind where you don't need no speech. I like the way that you handled it, and the way you tilt your head. I like the movements that you make, and the
baby, could we be alone? I'd say call up, but I don't have no telephone. Baby, could we be alone? Yeah. You see, you caught my eye. Yes, you did. And I ain't the kind to keep it hid. So baby, could we be alone? La 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 la. Your head. I like the movements that you make and the way you don't worry about it. So baby, could we be alone? I'd say call up, but I don't have a telephone. Baby, could we be alone? Yeah. You see, you caught my eye. Yes, you did. I ain't the kind to keep it hid. So baby, could we be alone?
Johnny Sundlin n'a guère enregistré en tant que musicien au sein d'un groupe. Sa carrière avec les Hourglass fut brève et sa participation à la Capricorn Rhythm Section guère significative puisque seul en résulta un unique live en 2006. Quant au Happy to be Alive, gravé en 1976 sous le simple nom Tommy Talton, Bill Stewart, Johnny Sundlin, il ne doit son existence qu'au retard de Dickie Betts qui devait enregistrer avec eux. Lassé de l'attendre, nos Lascars se mirent à jouer et enregistrer. Baby Cool de We Be Alone était issu de ce disque né par accident. En 1997 sortait Searching for Simplicity de Greg Allman avec un mixage de Tom Dodd. Plus tard, un bootleg titré de Duct Tape Mixes proposait le mixage d'origine qui, comme sur la version de Whipping Post qu'on va écouter, se révélait bien plus excitante. Elle était signée Johnny Sundlin. Repose en paix, Johnny.
Lied to.